Yes.
Okay. And Terry, yes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, wonderful. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the minutes from July 10th.
I second it. So minutes have been approved. And thank you. Thank you, thank you. So we'll move on to the business. And the first agenda is to welcome Tom and approve his membership to the Arts Commission. And Tom, seeing how we have to do this on Zoom, and I don't think anybody but maybe Chris has met you, can you tell us about yourself?
I'm not sure if she has, so.
Oh, nobody's met. All right. Well, at least you can see us all, except we can't see you. That's cheating.
Well, I'm on another call at Teams, and I'm in Dallas, so I have to have my – so I've got three conference calls going on, actually.
All righty. Multitasker. Yay. So if you – if you can just give us a brief little rundown and hope we don't interfere with anything else that you're doing.
Oh, okay, great. One of the reasons why I felt I was suited to fit on the commission was, one, I'm a National Endowments Arts recipient. I've worked with over 300 students doing various art projects throughout the United States through that NEA, and I've been granted three Idaho Arts Commission grants in the past 10 years. And I'm an artsy guy. I paint, wood carve every single day when I'm home. And I have a diverse background. And I think I could provide just another set of eyes to the team that would be able to evaluate and try to make CUNA a better place and a little bit more artsy.
Yes, that is definitely what we are all about. Are you a CUNA resident? Have you lived in CUNA long?
I have lived in CUNA for 4 years. I was in Boise for the past 20. I retired from the Navy back in 96 and moved to Boise in late 96.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So have you seen any of the arts around CUNA that we have helped instigate?
You know, I have. I didn't look at any of the minutes, but I do like some of the things that are going on. And, yeah, I have.
Good. Wonderful. Well, I do know that your consideration for approval, and thank you for kind of bringing us all up to speed on yourself. I guess because of our short time here for a meeting, you're just going to have to, we'll meet you and you'll get to know us as well. I do see that on our agenda here, this is an action item. So I feel that, I mean, we are a small group. We're trying to get this thing. You know, every little commission that ever starts off has it ebbs and it flows. We'd like to grow, and we do. The only way to grow is to have good people that are willing to provide and work and add input. So if you're okay with everything that is placed in front of you, and you can, I understand you're out of town, and we all have, I mean, everything with COVID has given us all difficulty in getting involved with things, but if you're agreeable to just dive in with us, I'd like to hear the rest of the commission's thoughts on new Tom.
If I can give some guidance, this is Chris. If I can just give some guidance from the city perspective, so if Tom would like to be a member and the commission wants to vote him in as a member, We would do a motion and a vote on that. And then from there, I'll take it to council with a resolution for official appointment from council upon mayor's recommendation.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah, so you guys would recommend, and then mayor would review and recommend, and then we'd take it to council for official appointment, but he certainly could begin participating right away.
Okay, so Deb and Terry, how, thumbs up?
Yes, I'm delighted that he's interested. I would move that we recommend him as a commissioner.
Wonderful.
I second that
Terry?
Motion. I agree.
Wonderful.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Chris, if you would take the lead on this now. And perfect, Tom. We'll, by all means, we're excited, especially with your history, your background. You know, CUNA needs people that are willing to use their talents to help CUNA. So we'll take it, Chris will take it on from here. And by all means, you can join. We'd love to have you as a member. And we'll take it to council, and by all means, you can participate in this call no matter what. You can look through the minutes that we provide, so that way you'll get kind of an idea of our direction and what we are able to do in these troubled times.
Excellent. I look forward to it, and I'm ready to dive in, so great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Tom. Okay. Action item A is gone through. Action item B, Vice Chair Rippey has an action item on to discuss the bringing the dance to CUNA.
I think it's wonderful that we are expanding and including another type of art. And I think that this really gives us a nice example of what we can do, especially virtually, which hence the next action item. But I'm excited to see that we have those kinds of things happening and available for the public. So that was my intent in discussing.
Great, great. And you're right, we have to be diverse. We have to, art is art. Art comes in lots of different forms. So the discussion is on the table. I think at our last discussion, I think we were, is Cassandra on here?
Yes.
Yep, I'm
She's
here.
On.
Okay. Oh, good. I don't see you. Why don't I see you? Where'd you go? It's okay. I understand. It might just be my computer, too, so sorry. Okay,
yeah,
I just found you.
I don't see you, Catherine.
Really?
You're just a phone icon, yep. I don't know if your video, if your camera's not on or what, but I do not see you.
And see, I'm staring at everybody. I see Cassandra now. I see. So it looks to me like we have more people on here than, I have to use my arrows to find you guys. Do you guys have arrows to find me?
I see you.
You see me?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Terry.
We sound like a comedy sketch for Saturday Night Live.
All right. Anyway, back on. So, if I'm reviewing Cassandra, and help me, you proposed everything, and it came right down to. Oh, Chris, help me! It came right down to.
Are you guys able to see that?
Yes.
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Well, I gotta go, and so this is Cassandra's. This is the sample of Cassandra, of her program that she was talking about, that Deb has brought to the table. So I'm going to go ahead and play this on the shared screen. And I think it's really, really puts in perspective what she's suggesting. So here we go. It's just about a minute or so.
Thank you.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I do too.
Cassandra, you want to expand again? So was your idea was to different forms of dance to be in maybe familiar sites in a clip? And then were you thinking it'd be all the same music, or would it be different music? That one I wasn't sure of.
Yeah. So the general idea was to kind of highlight local CUNA dancers, regardless of the style of dance that they specialize in. So I definitely identify that belly dancing, more commonly known as rock sharky, that's not as common in Idaho, but I do know like country swing, jazz, tap, ballet, those would probably be more common styles. And I just thought having kind of a compilation of interactive clips at kind of iconic CUNA locations, dancing to either the same music track or, complementary music tracks would be a really good way to kind of indicate that we are together even when we are apart. The equipment that I used for that prototype video, I mostly made to just kind of put on my website to indicate that I'm, you know, from CUNA, Idaho. But my husband was using our GoPro. We had purchased a gimbal mount, but he couldn't figure out how to use it. So that is kind of on the agenda for long-term projects. But the gimbal mount would basically allow us to move the camera smoothly in reflection of the dancer. So like if the dancer were to move forward, the gimbal mount could move forward smoothly or back. If the dancer starts dancing to the side, the gimbal mount would let us move smoothly to the side. That circular shot was kind of a sample of kind of like a little choppy and rocky because my husband was going up a hill. I was standing on a hill. So the gimbal mount will make the quality a little bit smoother. As far as the visual effects, I did all that using my editing software. But yeah, so that was kind of a prototype of what I meant. I definitely think that if we did kind of those interactive segments in various locations. So as an example of a transition between one location to another, that clip ended with the camera panning up to the sky. So if we would have kept panning up to the sky, we could start a second dancer's clip of panning down from the sky, and then the viewer would see another dancer. Or the dancer could like excitedly point off screen, and then the camera could like shift, and then it like focuses on another dancer in another location. So having that element of interaction between dancers, between locations, I feel like could make it feel extremely interactive and like they're interacting and engaging, but maintaining like social distancing and being filmed different times, different locations. I was wearing a mask throughout, you know, the behind the scenes of that. I was in a public park, so there were a lot of teenagers there that were not wearing masks, so I couldn't really, I had to just kind of work around it. But the way that we kind of configured this project, it can be done very safely with multiple dancers. It would definitely need to be like a one-on-one, so I would film and the dancer would be dancing and I would be maintaining social distancing, or behind the camera I would be wearing a mask. But I tried to think of like all the different elements of this to make it as safe and conducive to CDC guidelines as possible.
Yeah, well, that's great forethought too, because that's like a given. We don't have choices there.
Yeah.
Cassandra, what's your suggestion? And Deb, maybe you have ideas on this too, because I know you're kind of in that on it with her, but What's the distribution? What do you envision the distribution being? We get the video done, and then what's your distribution thoughts? And then are we looking eventually to culminate in some kind of live performance at some point for the commission? I know we're gonna, hopefully next year with social distancing, we're going to be doing, you know, theater production, at least one, if not two. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah. So as far as kind of what I think would be, like, let's say, you know, everything goes great. We have the final product of various dancers dancing at various locations to either the same track or complementary tracks that we have rights to. I definitely think it would be a really good opportunity to kind of open that up to the CUNA public on social media. So showing them a finished product and then encouraging them to submit clips of themselves dancing for a lot of online interaction, whether that's through Instagram or any other kind of social media platform. I'm not really sure what all social media platforms were active on. Right now, I know a lot of the youths are on TikTok. TikTok actually does have a lot of rights to the music that they let their users use. So I think that's why a lot of people gravitate toward TikTok. I myself don't use it, but I'm not opposed to learning. But yeah,
I definitely think kind of busy.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think that was Tom, and he might be, remember, he's on three different calls.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So I definitely think that kind of using video as like a way to start a online dance conversation would be a really good idea. Participants of that kind of online interaction would be, I mean, prime candidates for like reaching out to for future performing arts like projects and things.
No, I just go get. But she works.
As far as like live, I'm not opposed to performing live as long as you know it's all within compliance and I have a lot of live performing experience. So if that is also something that we feel participants might, you know, want a little bit of assistance with if they're first time performers, but they felt comfortable performing like for a digital project, I definitely would not mind providing like feedback and support on like tips on performing for a live audience or performing on stage without lighting or with lighting or in certain conditions and things like that. Because I do have a lot of experience dancing in public spaces.
And then I think we briefly touched on it before. What kind of funding do we need from the commission to get this executed?
So because I've already purchased the gimbal mount, there really were not any financial requirements for this project. I already had the GoPro. The only new thing that I purchased was that gimbal mount. The costumes I have already purchased through Starbelly School of Dance. My dance director, Cecilia Wren, makes all of my costumes. So those have all kind of already been paid for. The editing software I used, I had purchased back in 2016 and just keep updated. So, I mean, as far as for the remainder of the online aspect of this, I mean, social media is free. All of the things I would have needed to purchase, I already owned when I proposed this project. So, yeah, I mean, moving forward, it's pretty much just reaching out to people, figuring out who is interested in this kind of project, what dance styles that they are comfortable performing on a digital platform, because performing live and performing for a digital project are very different. A lot of the time, people are the most self-critical when they are watching footage of themselves. So that is something that does require a little bit of support through, which I definitely don't mind providing. But for a live audience, it's a lot easier to interact and kind of use latent charisma to kind of wow the audience. But on a digital landscape, it's a little different. And you also have the opportunity to do a lot more creative things, especially depending on the music that we choose. If it's the same track for all dancers or complementary tracks, we just really need to make sure that we have the rights to those tracks that we'll be using. I have, because it's the 20s, I've been playing with a lot of public domain music. So basically anything created in 1924 or prior to that. So there's a lot of fun flapper-esque music that has been a lot of fun, but it's not for every dance style. I can make belly dance work to flapper. And I mean, jazz is from that time period. So any sort of jazz, tap, funk dancer could probably make a track like that work. I just definitely think we need to be very mindful of the music that we use so that we're not copyright infringement or anything like that.
Sure. Can you, and I don't want to, I mean, you're doing a great job and you're wholeheartedly into this and we appreciate that. Can you make a list of some of the stuff that is public domain? And maybe if you know people, and maybe each one of us in the commission might know people that dance that would, I mean, if we could collaborate and maybe put together some people that would at least come in and talk, or, you know, see if they're interested in helping get this off the ground. I would say, in my retrospect, I know there was a little bit of monetary involvement, but it sounds to me like you've taken care of that. Of course, the commission is willing to help with funding, minimal, of course, but, you know, all artists need to be paid for what they do. I mean, that is something that the commission does strongly believe in. But if you, I mean, I'll talk to my friends. Deb, you talk to your friends. Deb, you can get even Josh to, you know what I mean? Chris, I mean, Terry, everybody. If Tom, if you know anybody that has, I mean, I know a couple of country swing dancers that I can call them up today, you know, that kind of stuff. So if we feel like we want to move forward and step through this, and let's, because this is an action item, if we want to take it to the next level and see what kind of participation we get, and then the participation would prompt us to, can the video be made? Mm-hmm. So I think we have to take baby steps to get to our final project.
Yep.
Well, I want to make sure we don't get in Cassandra's way. I know she already has a concept. She already has some of this started. So I would be comfortable trying to provide assistance if she needs us, or if there are some areas where you haven't found a tap dancer or whatever. But I don't want to get in the way of what it is that you might be able to continue to work on.
Gotcha. And I definitely appreciate that consideration. I have a lot of space in my planning because as we are made aware of various performers, they might have specific angles, camera styles, like editing styles that they like. And so throughout a lot of my planning, because I do plan on cooperating with a lot of other dancers, whether they are, you know, just starting out or they are seasoned professionals, kind of having them involved in that, every aspect of that process, at least as far as their contribution goes, I've kind of built a little bit of that into that structure so that these artists are not just a little cog in a wheel. They're also part of that creative process of development. People do have specific angles or lighting or, you know, editing techniques that they feel looks best for their body type or for their dance style. As a perfect example, belly dancers, there is a strange amount of photographers that take pictures of our feet and we're like, no, my dude, the action's in the hips. Like, what? Why are you looking at our feet? What are you doing? So, I mean, there are aspects like that that a lot of people don't think about. So I'm trying to make a lot of room in my plan to incorporate a lot of feedback because I want this to be a project that we can all be really proud of and a project that we wouldn't be ashamed to, like, share on social media and things like that. So I want it to have quality, but also for all of the participants to have a lot of creative input.
So we know somebody, Cassandra.
Can I talk?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, so Cassandra, if we know of somebody, you know, we reach out to them, they're interested in participating. So what would be our next step? How do we just need to direct them to you, or what do we need to do?
Yeah. So basically, I would definitely pre-filming, I would want to get the contact information for the interested dancer, just so that I can kind of explain my concept a little bit more one-on-one. That way you guys don't have to go into like extremely great detail. You just be like, hey, there's this dancing opportunity. I know you're a dancer. If you're interested, it's like a local thing. And then that way I can kind of figure out like, hey, what styles do you do? What are your comfort levels? Like, would you prefer to dance at an indoor venue, an outdoor venue? How comfortable are you, like, as far as costume-wise? Like, are you going to need to get your own costumes? Do you have costumes already? Things like that, so I can kind of help them make choices with their art that would reduce the cost of them. I have an entire supply of costumes on hand, but that's just me. I don't want to assume. But, yeah, so just getting them in contact with me, and I would do the next steps.
Okay. So maybe if we can get an email put out with Cassandra's contact information. And I will say, Cassandra, the person that I'm thinking of, it's Color Guard. So it's using flags, it's using rifles, you know, that kind of thing. I'm hoping that would be accepted because they use dance in what they do.
That would be amazing.
Right. I'm really hoping for something sparkly in the snow.
Well, I was also going to say that I know a dance teacher that has little kids that they would love to perform, and they've already got the costumes. They just need a venue, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it would be like, it could be from 3-year-olds to 11-year-olds. So, and I think that we can, I mean, look, we can already spin off this. So, Cassandra, if you want to take the lead, by all means.
Stephanie, could you make sure to get Cassandra's contact information out to the entire commission? Okay. Thank you, Steph.
Okay. Okay, Cassandra, my dear, you asked for it, baby. You got it. Yeah. All right. So, does anybody feel that there's any more action that needs to be taken on this agenda?
Do we need anything, Chris? Anything formal? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's clear the direction, so I think we're fine.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so that being said, we are moving on to action item number 3. Again, an action item, proposal of public art project and suggested guidelines from Vice Chair Rippey.
As I said, I was looking at what Cassandra's trying to do, and I think this is a beautiful and opportune medium for us to be able to provide art to the public, especially when they can't come to art. So as I was thinking, I just jotted down some ideas that might work for a digital gallery. And that's the information that you see. So that's a starting point for us to discuss. I think we could support any of the arts that we said that we were interested in, the literature and all those types, performing arts, visual arts. I think that allows the community to be involved. It allows us to remain relevant. I think it gives that idea that we not only support art, but we support artists, and we do that even in difficult times. So that's what you see in the proposal. I tried to list some action steps that I thought probably would get us going. The time frame may be a little too truncated, but we could at least take a look at that. And then what we would need to do is to really try to help provide some guidance for parameters for each of those pieces of arts. But we already have our public poetry. That could certainly be a part of our gallery in that section. What I'm not familiar with, what I'm not trying to suggest in particular, would be the IT pieces. I understand we could have links to YouTube for certain things. We probably could have enough space that we can maintain some photographs or the photography or whatever. So those would be things we would have to map out. But that's the proposal.
So Deb, are you on the IT portion? Do you think it would be beneficial for us to look into getting a YouTube channel for the Arts Commission, a landing zone, to have the virtual art available?
That may be a really good suggestion. I don't have that expertise to know how much space we have to have and how much we have available, and what kind of city requirements there might be to just link to a YouTube. I don't know that, because we could just use links as well, but we'd have to maintain those, so.
I'll talk to our people, staff. We'll get with Dean, I think, visit, kind of poke around and see what we can come up with. And
that'd be great.
I mean, we always have the website for sure. We can load that up.
Right. And in Facebook, you can load to Facebook. So, yeah. So we have some pieces, and it may be that we just start small. I mean, maybe we just highlight one from each category, or I don't know how much input there would be immediately. So that might be something we'd have to grow, but yeah. I think it would be something that would give us a way to have immediacy, some relevance. We'd have some flexibility. We can have that ongoing. We can rotate it. We can get people interested. And so that I would see as maybe being a long-term kind of benefit.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, great ideas. Like I said, where we can't meet and we're attacking this visual. That's exactly the direction that we talked about in July, and I think it's awesome. I think the question that I have, and just to talk about a couple things, I mean, if any of you have any other recommendations for mediums that are not on Deb's guidelines here, please send an email. And if you have ideas for any of them, by all means, let's see if we can, like Cassandra, we found Cassandra, love you Cassandra, but we would love to find people in all these other mediums as well. You know what I mean? So if you have those kind of suggestions for the commission, by all means, let's stay ahead of this instead of coming late to the party, right? Mm-hmm. Do we, Deb, in this being an action item, do we feel like we can vote this in as an action item, or do we need to table it and go through it and make sure everything, or Chris, can you look at this digital gallery and these guidelines, and do you feel that this is available already right now for an action item, or do we need to do more homework on it? Where'd she go? She left. Steph, do you see Chris anywhere?
There she is.
There you are.
Do you feel like we... I think direction.
But do you feel like this... It, okay, so can you look at the guidelines? Is that a full enough guideline that we can submit it for an action item, or do we need to do more homework in preparing it for a vote and to run it through?
No, I think it's good. I think you can just give direction.
Okay. All right.
So if you know, if there's going to be a commissioner that's going to take the lead, let's, make that known. And then if you want staff to look into a YouTube channel and what we can do on our media sites and website, we can do that. Just provide the options back to you, but I think it can begin to move forward.
Okay, and I'm glad to take the lead.
Okay.
I will need assistance.
Wonderful. And we will, we will help.
Yeah, and I do think if we're looking at social media platforms, we need to look at Instagram as well.
We have Instagram. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have the website. We have a city YouTube channel. I'll look to see about getting an Arts Commission YouTube channel.
That's what I was thinking for Instagram, a specific Arts Commission Instagram.
Let me talk to Nate. He handles, keeping our communications up. We have a lot of channels out there, so I'll see how he feels about that.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll move forward. We're going to wrap I mean, as an action item, do I have, as an action item, don't I have to have a vote? So are we, do I have a motion to start down the road with this virtual project?
Actually, you don't need a motion on this. Basically, it's just that the commission's given direction to Vice President okay. Rippey to move the project forward.
Okay. All right. So there you be. All right. Awesome. And as we are finished with all of the new business here, We need... in the reports, has everybody...
Tom's on there twice, so we... he's under reports also. He was supposed to have been taken off reports because he was all under business. So you can actually just jump to the metal items needed for the downtown art tree collage. I think that's a good place to jump. It's also time sensitive for expenditures before the end of this month.
Oh. Okay, wonderful. So in metal items are very broad. Do you want us to collect metal items and bring them? Do we have a direction on the metal items? Because is this, at one point we were talking about things that could be like inside CUNA, you know, our history or that kind of stuff of the metal items. I don't know what the dimension size that we need for that metal. I know Steph sent me dimensions, and I'm wondering if it's going to be, do we still want to go with the history? You know, do we want a pickaxe, and do we want a shovel, and do we want a rake, and do we, you know, a pulley or something of that nature to hang in our tree? Or well, what's the direction that you feel that needs to go?
Well, Catherine, you're the point person on this, so you tell us.
Right. So, and everything that I have just mentioned, I have collected.
Okay.
So I just want to know if you guys are okay, because we did talk about it, but, you know, it was a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure everybody's okay with heading down that direction, because I'll just bring the stuff over that I have accumulated. If anybody has anything that they can get into the city by the end of the month, by all means. I mean, even a railroad spike, you know, I mean, goodness gracious, there's so many things that we could hang in our tree. Steph, are you there? Or Chris, can you answer? Number? Given what we have, do you want 10 items? Do you want just everything that we've got, and then we can see what the builder and planner can use inside?
I think that's the right direction. Because it could be that let's say you have a rake. It could be that we're not using the entire rake, that it's, you know, the impression of the rake, so it's only part of it. I don't necessarily know it's going to hang in the tree like an ornament, but I think that the welder will try and incorporate it into, like, for example, the rake, that it's reflected in the branch of the tree versus
right.
dangling there. Yeah. So I would suggest that, you know, we just gather all the pieces up, and then we'll work closely with the welder as he works through and designs it. He does artistic pieces. He actually helped on the totem, the metalwork on it. So he's experienced with this. Plus, he works for the city, which they have slow time during the winter, so he'll be able to work on this project for us. So I say we
okay.
just get all the pieces together and let him start, you know, kind of tetrixing them a little bit and see how we end up.
Okay, cool.
I don't have too much, but not enough.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, if we start with, like, I mean, I can probably bring 5, and everybody just kind of look through your things and see if you've got anything that you feel represents CUNA, so to speak. And then, by all means, we'll get him everything to him by the end of the month. We'll just bring him to you, Chris, or Steph, right? We'll just bring him to City Hall. Okay, cool.
And then I think the one place we missed was getting to the flea market. Steph, maybe on the 3rd of October, you can hit the flea market, see what our options are, check out the city card, credit card, and because it'll be the end of the season, and maybe we can get some good prices on some metal that's reflective. That'd be all right?
Steph, okay. Call me. I'll go with you. Anybody, whatever time you have on October 3rd to go to the flea market, wear your mask, okay? Okay, so that one we've done, and now the CUNA proposal of public art projects and suggested guidelines. Oh, we just did that, right?
Yes.
That was up in Deb's thing, right?
Yeah. Yes. So now we're on
okay, cool. Okay, the only other thing that I didn't get on the agenda, but because it falls into the poetry that's inside the new guidelines, mm-hmm. just letting everybody know that the poetry project is hanging in the library.
Oh, cool.
They've given us a wall. There is, I took the letter and I made pull tabs. Well, Steph made them. I cut them. And so they can just pull the email, the phone number, and everything of City Hall if they're interested. Now, there's not a lot of traffic inside the library right now, but yet there is some. So that is hanging. I have one other business that's interested, and I've asked them for a donation. So that's where the poetry project sits at this time. We would love to get, of course, with this guideline and everything, people are sitting home. We'd love to get more poetry going so we can get it out there going through. I mean, if businesses want to put it in, you know, what we've talked about in the past. So that's the only update I have on that project.
So, Steph, maybe you could go take a picture of it at the library, grab a picture of the display itself, grab a picture of the word library somewhere over there, and then we'll put out another call for the poetry to try and get folks to submit additional.
They took the red one, you know, the one that really is the CUNA participants.
Okay.
That's the one. They took that one, and I built a header on it that says CUNA Arts Commission, the whole nine yards.
Love it.
So it's a good display.
Love it.
And it's small. It's smaller than that big one.
Okay.
All right. I have an update on a past action item as well. The letter went to the high school principal for the reaching out for the senior projects, and he did disperse that to the senior advisors that work with senior projects.
Yay! Look at us go! Look at September! Woohoo!
I just have a quick update. Downtown art pieces. We have a donation of the totem pole. We're still determining the location. Mostly, we want it to be protected, so that's really been important, but it's really just a spectacular piece. The wood itself is gorgeous. It's got an old school caveman in it. It's got railroad piece. It's got a beautiful hand-carved bird of prey with it. It's actually got a metal top that'll go to protect it from the weather, so it's really just a spectacular piece. And so we want to locate the right one. Downtown construction's about done. We got another few weeks left on that. And then we can, you know, talk to the adjoining business owner, make sure that they're okay with it being there. It will not be down at the bar areas. That's not the right place for it. So.
I agree. Can we put it in front of the insurance agent and then tell him to insure it? Just a suggestion, right?
Yes. And the tractor piece is coming along. So Creative Wraps, they did the banners downtown. And we're continuing to embrace, you know, patriotism this year because there's nothing else fun going on. And so that old 1948 tractor, Creative Wraps is doing a wrap on the the fenders and then the nose piece, the hood piece, that's going to have a patriotic flair. And then the chassis itself is being sandblasted today and tomorrow, I think. And then it's going to go for a patriotic red color paint locally. And it'll go on, it'll go out front here, City Hall, in the grassy area. It's going to go on a concrete pad. And then the Parks Department is going to engage in planted art next year. So I think we're going to see some butterfly gardens happening and some different things like that, as well as they will be doing some white stone and I think red and purple or red and blue flowers around the art piece. The intent is for it to be interactive so that people can take photos on it, similar to the piece we've done at Avenue E and Main Street. So I suspect we will have some pictures at least to share with you guys, hopefully by the end of the month or the early of October. They know that they, you know, we're on the fiscal year, so we got to get it spent by the end of the year, or we got to go into next year's budget.
Right.
So, I'm excited. I think you guys are going to love that piece. I know the mayor is very excited about that piece.
Yeah, that is very, very exciting. And I, one thing to add, is there any way, of course, we want the Arts Commission to help. Can we get a plaque or something of that nature? This, you know, brought to you by the CUNA Arts Commission or something?
We'll look at it.
Available?
What I'm actually working on right now is the history of these tractors. So these tractors, especially this one, has been, I think it's been active in CUNA since the early 70s. And so maybe putting a life line with it that, here's when it came to CUNA, here's the things that, you know, bring it to life, you know, and now in retirement, you know, it's become an art piece with, you know, support from the CUNA Arts Commission and that kind of thing, something along those lines, trying to maybe bring the piece to life, because it used to mow, it used to push dirt around, it since the early 70s, at least.
Okay. And just to keep this in the thought process, each item that we do, can we help? I mean, even like the totem, you know, we'd like to have something about the totem as well, and if we can get our name on it, because that's the only way people are going to say, okay, look at, there's this organization out there that's really trying, and I mean, we can virtual everything, but people are still going to walk by them.
So I think maybe in that case, so we have the donor of the wood for the totem, and then we have the artist donation. So I think at that point, we would say that the artist donates to the CUNA Arts Commission, or something like that, where we're recognizing that the artist and the material supplier are donating to the Arts Commission. I think that that's where it's, you know, certainly there's input is certainly welcome, but I think that's where we start looking at how we put those things to make sure that we're truly embracing the donor and recognizing the Arts Commission, for sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Like I said, every little piece that we do, everybody who is involved in it needs to get credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So set for next agenda. Does anybody have any suggestions, or do you want to voice them now, or do you have things in your thoughts, or would you like to send them via email to the city? Okay, I take that as email to the city. And I would also say, everybody, if you'll just remember what we have to get done by the end of the month. And if you have any suggestions or whatever, let's get the action agenda items going now so we all have, I mean, this was a great one. We got action items, you know, we're moving forward. That's the whole process of these meetings and all of us together is just give CUNA art, life, and keep moving forward. And the virtual stuff, Cassandra, keep us posted. We'll help in any way. Please, Steph, we'll all watch for emails so that we can start giving her phone numbers of people and all that kind of stuff to help Cassandra. Deb, thanks for leading on all of the things that you're leading on. Deb, we adore you. Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Terry, thanks for keeping in contact with the school's color guards. Like, you know how I feel about that one. So, hoorah. Chris, if there's anything else that you need from us, Steph, like I said, whatever you're doing, Steph, let me know. Let all of us know. And if you all want to social distance a flea market, what date is that? October, what, 3rd maybe?
3rd, it's Saturday. Okay. Terry, when you get time, though, I need to hook up with you to talk about buses and social distancing to see whether we can or can't do the arts thing. So if we can maybe hammer out some of that between us, then we can bring it back to the commission.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, everybody. Get your, especially if you want to do something over Christmas or something like that, let's get the stuff on the plate now.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Oh.
Bye, everybody.